This is the Wall Street update of World Business Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Mike Johnson. A long-running police investigation into bribery, corruption and money laundering at the Brazilian state-owned oil and gas company Petrobras has taken another dramatic turn. As part of a probe known as Operation Car Wash, police have arrested one of Brazil's richest businessmen, that's André Esteves, as well as the ruling party's leader in the Brazilian Senate. The controversy over Petrobras has dogged the country's president, Dilma Rousseff. She was on the board of directors of Petrobras for 7 years until 2010. The BBC's South America business correspondent Daniel Gallas is in the financial capital, Sao Paulo. He told me more about André Esteves.
André Esteves is one of Brazil's most successful bankers. He is the owner of BTG Pactual, which is a very successful business, very successful investment bank. Some people in the markets refer to it as BTG, better than Goldman's. So that's the sort of reputation that they have. And many people who are in this market want to work for BTG Pactual. He's also the 13th richest man in Brazil with a net worth of $2.5 billion. So he's quite a successful entrepreneur in Brazil. It was quite shocking to see everything that is now happening to him.
On what grounds has he been arrested, as far as we know?
He has been arrested with some pretty damning evidence from some tapes that the police has. This is all due to the Petrobras scandal that has been happening since the beginning of last year. Basically, the Petrobras scandal is quite simple. Executives in the market from banks or either from construction companies were allegedly paying bribes to Petrobras executives in exchange for exclusive contracts. So now what the police is doing is talking to many of those Petrobras executives who are in jail and getting them to cooperate in the investigations. The police has learned that both Esteves and a senator called Delcídio Amaral, who's actually the leader of the government in Senate, they were conspiring to have a plan to have one of those witnesses flee from Brazil so that he wouldn't testify against them. So this is some pretty damning evidence that they surfaced today with these tapes.
And what about the capacity of this scandal to yet damage the president, Dilma Rousseff? So far, she appears to have avoided any lethal damage. Will that stay the case for much longer?
Well, President Dilma Rousseff, she hasn't been implicated, you know, criminally into any of this. No one has surfaced saying that she did anything wrong, her or former President Lula, for that matter. But this is taking a very serious toll on the government in terms of its popularity, and many people believe that she is culpable in some way. And many people are disappointed with the Workers' Party as well. So this will have a huge repercussion politically in South America, and in a time when we've seen just with the election in Argentina, how people are a bit wary of this pink tide that took over the continent a few years ago. Latin America pretty much has many left-wing governments that did many things that were quite popular here, and now corruption is at the heart of one of its governments, and people are quite wary of that. So the repercussions are quite political, if not criminal, so far.
Daniel Gallas, the arrest of two such high-profile figures suggests that the police investigation into the Petrobras affair is gathering momentum, as I heard from Vincent Bevins, who's Brazil correspondent for the Los Angeles Times, also in Sao Paulo.
This has indicated to most analysts watching the case quite closely that we might have quite a while to go. And Brazil is a country where corruption was always believed to be around, but it was either hidden or when it was discovered, no one was really punished. And there's been no end to shock in the country that the kind of people that has taken down, the ways that people have been arrested, just like any other criminal, which used to never really happen before in Brazil. And the fact that this morning these two men were taken into custody is certainly no indication that they're going to let up.
And is it the sort of thing that you hear people talking about in the bars, in the restaurants? Is it a big topic of conversation, a big issue for people in Brazil?
Well, this man, André Esteves specifically, is a hugely influential figure in Brazil's business community. So certainly if you're having a drink anywhere near where I'm sitting now in downtown Sao Paulo or near any other of the financial centers in Brazil, this will be the talk of the bar. And while the Brazilian public is quite used to the fact that the Petrobras scandal is big and has brought down major figures, this is certainly significant.
Vincent Bevins at the Los Angeles Times in Sao Paulo. Now to the day on Wall Street, where the recent tumble in the value of oil was once again a big talking point among investors. Here's Doug McIntyre at the financial website 24/7 Wall Street.
Well, the Saudis are not going to back off the notion that they will continue to buy market share by keeping the prices very low. So the odds that oil will start to move up over the next several months sort of had their legs cut out from under it. And that means that $40 to $45 is likely to be the spot for oil until early next year.
And a little closer to home, obviously we have the Thanksgiving holiday on Thursday, and then Friday, that shopping orgy that is supposed to be Black Friday. What would you say is the sort of state of confidence about the American consumer at the moment and his and her preparedness to open their pocketbooks?
I think people spend a lot of money, probably more per person than last year. The trouble for the retailers is that they are all fighting for share now because Amazon keeps shrinking their pie. And that means deeper and deeper and deeper discounts as you cycle through each holiday season. So sales may be okay, but I think profits will be very difficult to come by margins this year for the big places like Walmart and Target.
And video games are always a big seller around the festive season. And there was some news today about Sony's PlayStation, or at least the latest incarnation of the Sony PlayStation, PlayStation 4.
Right. One of the few good pieces of news out of Sony in the last half decade is that PlayStation sales are still strong. For PS4, they hit 30 million units. And that's important for Sony for a second reason, and that's because Microsoft has been pushing the Xbox very hard as a means of home entertainment beyond just games, a set-top box, a device to communicate with other people over free voice. So the fact that Sony's been able to leverage what is a very old brand and continue to do well is good news for them.
That was Doug McIntyre. At the end of the day, the Dow was, hardly changed, really. It finished at 17,813. Earlier, though, London's main share index, that was up 1% at 6,337. Quick confirmation, January New York light crude oil, that was up a little bit, 33 cents, at $43.2 a barrel.
There are many ways to keep up with the BBC World Service. Join us on social media or sign up for podcasts at bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.